This is Rain for Res Life. Kirby Puckett was a sensational baseball player. Drafted in 1982 by the Minnesota Twins, Kirby's major league debut was a foreshadowing of his Hall of Fame career. In his first game against the California Angels on May 8, 1984, he went 4-for-5. He would go on to become the first batter to record 1,000 hits in his first 5 full calendar years. He was also the second player to record 2,000 hits in his first 10 seasons. His career batting average of .318 is the highest by any right-handed American League batter in the second half of the 20th century. Defensively, he was just as sharp. He earned the Golden Glove Award 6 times during his 12-year career. He made the All-Star team 10 times and was named the All-Star MVP in 1993. His offensive and defensive play propelled the Twins to the World Series championships in 1987 and 1991. At his peak, it looked as if Kirby would play on like the seemingly immortal Cal Ripken Jr. But on the morning of March 28, 1996, Kirby awoke with blindness in his right eye. Doctors said he had developed glaucoma. For the first time in his career, he was placed on the disabled list. 3 surgeries failed to correct the problem, and on July 12, 1996, Kirby retired from the game he loved, from the game he had given his life to. In the succeeding years after Kirby's retirement, his personal life crumbled. He got into trouble with the law and became increasingly more belligerent and abusive. Plus, he ballooned to over 300 pounds, which was a lot for his 5'9" frame. Without baseball, Kirby couldn't function. The love of his life had been ripped away from him. Sadly, Kirby's reckless lifestyle caught up with him, and he passed away on March 5, 2006, 8 days shy of his 46th birthday and not even 10 years since retiring. The autopsy showed that he died of a stroke, but I disagree. He died because he lost his sense of purpose. Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, quote, "After all this, there is only one thing to say. Have reverence for God and obey his commands, because this is all that we were created for." End quote. These verses tell us that God is the source and centerpiece of life. If we fail to integrate God into our lives, then we will never fulfill our God-given purpose. Kirby's purpose was not to play baseball exceptionally well. His purpose was to reflect his Creator in all creation. But where do you find... From where do you find your meaning in life? Have the wisdom to be like Solomon, who found his purpose in serving God.